Have you been looking for a show that can help you get to and through retirement? Well, you've come to the right place. This is the Retire with Integrity podcast with Brian Bowen.
So have some extra cash and want to earn a great guaranteed return? You won't find it in bank checking or short-term savings accounts, but interest rates on U.S. savings I-bonds are tied to inflation. Beginning May 1st, they're going from 7.2% to 9.6%. There are some stipulations. Investments are capped annually at $10,000, and you can't cash them in for the first 12 months. You can buy I-bonds directly online from the Treasury Department. Brian, do you think this is a good idea to get a decent short-term return for money that might be sitting around otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, invest in the government. I mean, it's a great idea. That's usually our first recommendation, right? I mean, yeah, take all your money and give it to them, actually.
I feel like that's sarcasm. I feel like we need to qualify that so people don't go out and go, hey, Brian said to...
Well, I've had people, like, I've got these emails, and we get so many salesmen calling and emailing us, like, you know, here's a great way to, you know, get new clients. Tell them about the 7% return that you can offer. I'm like, that's not us offering, it's the government. I mean, it's such a scam. It's $10,000. I mean, we had one of our recent clients, he called up and like, Brian, I haven't heard you talk about this much. I'm like, because it's $20,000 between you and your wife. I mean, it's not going to move the needle in retirement.
Yeah.
And you're worth like $5 million. Yeah. So, in all essence, that's like point, I don't even know what the percentage is,
right.
Nothing, 0.1% of your net worth. So ultimately, is it, if you got a 52% return on that, yeah, for 1 year, that's great, but it's not going to be like, wow, you just really helped.
Man, I killed it.
Yeah. I mean, because you could lose money in the market that year and you didn't really make anything overall. Is it good for cash that's sitting around at the bank earning 0.01 or whatever? Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. If you got $150,000 and we're recommending that for clients, yeah, it's not a bad idea. We've got some clients that just love having so much cash, but keep in mind, you can't get to it for a year. So if you're thinking of spending money, you still got to have that emergency fund somewhere else, right? So we're not going to talk a ton about it because it's very limited. And then you also can utilize an additional $5,000 of bonds utilizing your federal tax refund. Well, first of all, you shouldn't be getting a $5,000 tax refund because you're giving the government an interest-free loan. But if you did happen to have that happen, you can buy another $5,000. So again, for our average client, it's not necessarily moving the needle. Is it somewhere, if you're so worried about putting it in other things? Yeah, that's a great interest rate. You know, I mean, where is it? 7.2. But that also shows a sign of desperation from the U.S. government.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of it that way.
That's what I look at.
Yeah.
Why are they willing to pay 7 to 9%? I just like, Think about that one. Which way are we going? So, I'm not going to spend a ton of time on that. But I think people, it's information out there. 7, 9% guaranteed. It's $10,000 apiece.
So we talk a lot about baby boomers on this show. After all, they make up the vast majority of retirees.
Right.
And those about to retire. But next in line is Generation X. Those are Americans born between 1965 and 1980. Guess what? That includes me. A guy named Leonard Burns on TikTok recently posted, how to know if you are a Gen Xer.
I used to have to call the movie theaters to find out what movies were playing and at what time. We're certain that one day, a trick you learned on MacGyver was going to save your life and possibly the life of your loved ones. Clearly Gen X. And lastly, if I say, the blame boss, the blame, and you know exactly who I'm talking about and what show, you are Gen X.
The leading edge of Gen Xers are now in their mid to late 50s. How much should they have in retirement savings right about now? And when should they come and talk to you?
You know, it's funny. We got a lot of Gen Xer clients. The people that are really concerned about retirement come early, you know, in their 50s. Like, Brian, I know I don't have enough. And then I'm like, well, you've done pretty well for your age. They're like, yeah, but we really want to enjoy retirement. We want to be able to give away. You know, we don't want to be stuck working a part-time job. We want to travel. And so they're coming early, which is good. And we've got a lot of people actually reaching out through the YouTube show too, which I know we never mentioned, the podcast that the Gen Xers are listening to, the social media stuff, the YouTube channel, because we're actually recording live in the studio.
Yeah, Jake does a good job putting that stuff together.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, he zooms in on Brett's handsome face. You get to see Brett, you know, how cute he is.
Yeah.
And then, but the idea
is... boyish charm.
Yeah.
The boyish. And some dimples.
Yeah, exactly.
Shirtless in most of... No, I'm not. Yeah,
please. Yeah, we'd edit that out anyways. So, but should they have $500,000 to $1 million? Yeah, they should probably. And it doesn't necessarily mean be in their retirement account, but in real estate or investable assets, you definitely should be their minimum. Or really aggressively saving at this point, right? You need to be saving 15% of your income somewhere.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, because if you're not, you know, you could be saving it but not investing it, that's a problem, right? Well, I got to go on the checking account. Well, good. What are they paying you the checking account? Nothing. We just talked about that.
Which I've learned from you that, I mean, with inflation, you're losing money.
Yeah, you're losing money, right? Yeah. And so I think the Gen Xers are... some of them, depending if they had kids early, right? They're going, kids are out of the house. I don't have that big expense anymore. I can really start saving now. I can save 15-20%, you know, of my income, and or in the business. I can really invest back in the business to make more money. So when I go to sell it, I'm going to get a bigger payout.
Wait, you're also a Gen Xer.
I'm not going to tell you. That's top. That's
I
top
know
secret.
That you are. We're in the same generation, buddy.
I'm not telling you.
We're like almost the same age.
That's top secret. You couldn't tell. I mean, but so anyways, the point is that Gen Xers are great because they still have a lot of decisions to make with retirement, you know, with pensions, maybe if they still have that at work, 401ks that they need to invest in. I said, you can make a big difference. Sometimes it's really hard if somebody's coming in, I'm retiring in 3 months. And I'm like, oh boy, why did you do that? Why did you do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Irrevocable decisions I can't change. I can help them moving forward, but
I think that's your whole point is come see me before you make that decision.
Yes.
When you're thinking about making that decision, that's when you need to come.
Or
to me.
Like we have folks that we had a couple that inherited a good sum of money. The wife's father passed away, and that triggered one part of the trust money to come to her. And they're like, okay, well now we meet your minimum, Brian, over $1 million. We just need to figure out like what to do with the rest of our stuff. And no one's helping us. We went to Edward Jones and we went to this place and they just wanted to sell us a mutual fund. But we wanted planning help. I wanted to know if I should put my Roth or my HSA and what about, should we invest in real estate? And what about the insurance? We got these four old insurance, but nobody wants to help us. They just want to sell us a mutual fund. I'm like, yeah, because that's how they get paid. So I said, we will do a retirement blueprint. And that's just like building a house. We're going to go through every area, right? The tax planning, estate planning. And we... helped facilitate them getting a trust because they had a special situation with their kids and they want to make sure it was passed on appropriately and not the taxes and attorney fees. And honestly, they went through this whole entire process and it took a good 6 months just because it was at the end of the year and we were busy and they were busy with holidays, right? But now they're set up and they're like, oh, we feel so much better. And now we're dealing with the mom that's up in years and about to pass away, and all the assets are going to be passed to real estate that needs to be sold, and just all the different issues. The good thing is they could have come, the decisions that they were about to make, that they basically would have made if they didn't come and see us. And it's not necessarily us. They just happen to come to us, but there's other good financial planners that can help them walk them through that. Don't wait till you're 65 and about to retire. Do it when you're ready, you know, when you're starting to save and you're really getting there aggressively, you need to make a lot of big decisions that can affect
your retirement. Really is a comprehensive plan. When you're talking about building a house, you really do everything from the foundation to the chimney cap, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, all of it. That's the living will and the whole shebang.
Right. I mean, the thing that we don't really, you know, do is try to get people in more debt, honestly. I mean, so we'll refer it out to a mortgage company, right? But closely, the big thing, I think, is being the quarterback, right? And trying to call out the plays to the others. Sometimes we've got to involve specialists, right? But the tax person is in our office and I'm telling our CPA, okay, do this and do this. We need to implement this. This business owner is about to sell, or this real estate investor is about to sell all their property. Can you show them what the tax bill is going to be? Put it in their tax return right now. That'll be $800,000. Do you want to pay that tax? No. Are you sure that's right? Yeah, we added back depreciation. You got the depreciation recapture, long-term capital gains. We even included the land value. So your cost basis is there when we put it all in there. And that's what your tax bill is going to be. Are you comfortable? But no, I ain't paying that tax. Okay, well, you just said you want to sell the properties, right? You got all this real estate, but if you sell, that's what it's going to cost. So let's look at some tax strategies now. And that's where we come in with, maybe we need to get a specialist involved if it's a charitable trust or there's some other kind of strategy that we need to get somebody else involved, but we're facilitating it all. And then we give them the options. It's definitely not a like a restaurant that has 17 pages. It's more like going to, what's that place that's out in California? It's the burger place, In-N-Out Burger. You've been there?
Mm-mm. Heard of it.
It's, I guess it's kind of similar to Five Guys, but it's even more simple.
Mm.
In-N-Out Burger is incredibly famous. I don't know why the burgers.
Because you're in and then you're out?
No, it's really funny because it's just, they don't have that much. You got cheeseburger, fries, cheeseburger with bacon. I mean, it's, that's about it. And you can get some soda.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. It's simple. And so we try to do the same thing. Okay, here's the three tax strategies. Pro, con, pro, con, pro, con. Which one would you fit? And sometimes it's all three you'd be interested in, but all of them have an advantage to minimize your tax legally, morally, and ethically, and give you more tax-free income in retirement that can help you and your family and pass more money to the next generation, too.
Thank you so much for listening to the Retire with Integrity podcast.